Vehicles kill more people in this country than anything else. But no reasonable person would ever suggest that we should ban certain vehicles based on how they look, even when there are some that maybe have a higher propensity to, say, flip over. We don't ever talk about banning those. You know, we recognize that cars are a very important tool to the things that we have to do as human beings. True, cars do have to follow rules of the road. So you can't drive a vehicle that's bigger than one lane, okay? So people could equate that and say, well, then that's why it's acceptable for us to continue to crack down on these guns that we're trying to eliminate. But I just want to say this. Already what we have at the federal level is they have set a pretty clear double yellow line that says you cannot have an automatic weapon. And then they leave it up to the states to go from there. I would suggest to you in Maryland that we already have pretty strict concrete barriers on that double yellow line and lots of speed bumps to keep people from exercising what I believe and I know to be a constitutional right. So now what we're doing is we're adding a brick wall on that road. And we're going to make it almost impossible for someone who isn't already really into firearms to get involved with defending themselves, protecting themselves, hunting. I think it's wrong. And, you know, for me, I think just the bottom line is this. I would urge you to reject the bill. We've talked a lot about how this bill is aimed at stopping gun violence. But, you know, the problem is not the tool that's used. The problem is people. The problem is people. We live in a fallen and sick culture at times. And the people I know and the people that have come down here to testify against this bill, they're not part of the problem. They're family people. They're the people who would step up to defend me and my family if someone was targeting us. So I just want to say the focus we need to have in Maryland is on personal responsibility and accountability for your actions. And yes, one area this bill does tackle that's good is dealing with the mental health side. But I urge you, please, for the people who, they may not be from your district, or you may feel there's not enough of them in your district to make a difference in 2014, but I'm going to tell you something. These are good, hardworking, taxpaying people who just want to raise their families here. They'll stick here with the high taxes. They'll stick here with all the other things we've done. But the firearms are very important to them. The ability to have and use a firearm is important to them. They do it safely. They just want to be able to raise their kids in that same tradition. So I ask you to reject this bill. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.